stuck together with the touch. When I'm with you, I don't miss much.
Together, gather up above all of our crows, all of our doves. We're already ready, no more heavy babies, okay.
What is true?
They're different in this life, you see. This difference is alright with me.
Money, food, and sex and rest. The outer four and more or less.
Just it's just us in life, we trust. Just don't let my life ever rust. We're already ready. No more heavy babies, okay. One second chance in war. Up in a kiss, still I'm a heavy man. Together we gather and ravel all over our wounds and haunts and
smoothest finish, crawl on blues, feet and nylon pantyhose.
Waves and waves, legs and legs, waves and legs, legs and legs.
Weather weathering, cold it glares, or hot heat it suggests.
Our once is cold and now about to melt away all of our doubts. We're already ready, no more heavy babies, okay.
This is the morning show. We have the Mugs in here in studio and are sounding great as always. And it's good to see you guys. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Thanks for having us.
I was going to say, give a quick, what have you been up to? But I couldn't remember the last I've seen you. That was it a couple years ago in Seattle?
Yeah, it was in Seattle,
The Ballard.
You played at our Ballard event, which was awesome.
Which was amazing. Awesome. Yeah, that was awesome.
And you had family out for that, right?
Yeah, we had friends that flew out. Like, my parents went out. Yeah, it was pretty... And a whole crew.
Yeah, I met a lot of them. They were very proud.
That was
in Seattle.
That was the highlight of the tour we did across the country and back again. There and back again. Yeah.
So from that point then, in a brief 2-minute response, what have you guys been up to? You've been recording, obviously, but if you just give a little update on the band and what you've been up to.
Since then, we recorded Here Tomorrow, which came out in... late summer, fall of 07, which is a full-length album. We actually recorded that just in Dumbo at a studio that we have that we basically built in a storage facility.
That was the first one we did like completely on our own.
How was that?
It was a great experience, but definitely a learning, a big learning curve for us.
Was it a learning curve on like the gear, or was it on the equipment, or did you produce
everything?
Nuts
to bolts to soup to whatever. Yeah,
produced it all too.
Like just from like recording the drums 100 times to recording the guitar, it was great. It was because we've learned so much,
And packaging
and all that.
But isn't that, and then there's why people like having a producer too. So there's someone saying like, okay, stop.
Yeah.
You're done. But again, and when you're in your own studio, you can take your own time, right?
Yeah. Blessing and a curse. But that went well. And then since then, we've gone out. We haven't done any full tours, but we've gone to Chicago a bunch of times. Shuba's, we played there a few times. Really enjoy there.
Yeah.
And we've been kind of just... up and down here, there, John. So we recorded an EP.
It's my phone going off.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Totally amateur hour.
You can't toss an iPhone. Steve Jobs is turning in his nappy time right now.
I got a good case on there. I got a 4-year-old, man. My iPhone's seen a lot. Anyway.
So we recorded an EP then this past fall of 5 songs, 2 of which we did today, doing today. And then we...
Well, it was like a lot of personal stuff happened like in that year in between like Here Tomorrow and the EP. It was just like like Jerry and I got engaged, you know, like we just, a lot of people were traveling all over.
Not to each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Both of them are engaged to be married.
No, seriously.
God, I love this liberal state.
I do love you. I love you.
Good thing we don't live in California, then we couldn't get married.
Yeah.
And then we live in California, and the engagement was off.
It was on, then off again, then on again, and off again.
The other two members of the band are like, this is so odd.
Who really wants to live in Connecticut, you know? I mean, to make it, no.
So a lot of busyness, a lot of personal stuff getting in the way of the band.
Yeah.
Life.
And now we're back to it.
And then recently we had a great show at Bell House, the brilliant new venue in Park Slope / Gowanus. By the guys that did Union Hall and the Bar Floyds, which
is also
great. And we were very happy that KXP all sponsored that. And that was it. We had a great turnout.
Oh, good.
A really good show. So that was, when was that? That was like 2 weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So what's next? Is it going to be touring? Is it going to be more recording? What's on in store? More weddings, obviously.
weddings and EP, like probably a new album.
We're going back into the studio and going to record a new EP.
Oh, cool.
Possibly album, but we've got a ton of material.
Hard drive full of new stuff. So.
Yeah.
With your own studio too, I got to imagine you just want to dump things into it, just more gear and more set, right?
I started naming all the sessions with the date just because there's so many of them. You just open it up and there's so much recorded sound in there.
That's got to be a good feeling though, being able to be in a room and having your own space. And I don't know, it just sounds fascinating to me. I've had more and more bands coming in talking about that. I mean, more and more, especially in New York, where they're just recording on their own, taking their own time and enjoying what comes out of that more than being in a studio for what? How much can you afford? 3 days? An album. So at the same time, you still need someone third party sometimes to get in there.
Yeah, well, we have.
Say stop.
Yeah. Nick, we have as sort of first party / third party in terms of just engineering. I mean, his and Ryan and Brett are also real good, but Nick's just knowledge of engineering and all of that really made it possible, I think. So he just building up this, what started as sort of like a little 2-foot by 2-foot space is now this like a series of droids that are like around the computer that
lights and knobs.
He's easily impressed by technology.
Yeah,
well, it has
lights, man.
And
are you
going to be? I have to ask. You know, are you going to make it back out to Seattle? Because obviously, a big fan base out there is.
Yeah, we're going to go.
We're
going to
It's going to happen.
That's the answer for we don't have a date.
We have the means. Looking forward to getting back there for sure.
Well, let us know. We're always happy to help. And a lot of people out there love the band when you were out there as well. So
yeah,
we asked about you.
We had a great time. We still get emails about the shows we played out there.
That's cool.
But I got to say, though, on behalf of New York City, thank you for bridging KXP in Seattle to New York City.
Well, that's good to hear.
And creating
Thanks.
A presence here. Yeah. It's really, it's baffling that they're, that kind of doesn't already exist in New York, considering how much just great creative energy and such different kind of communities do pop up.
Right.
And the fact that you're doing it is, it's really, I mean, it's nothing short of, I think, kind of inspirational for what people can be doing and, like, why aren't they? Because there's not enough people putting it out there. So thank you for putting it out there.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that. That's a perfect ending to this interview, I think. Praise the station and go right into music. All right. It's the Mugs here on The Morning Show.
Our lives, after what it is that we have done, seeing friends for the first time since falling to me, fairly distant memories. Where was I? Moments ago, I was there, and now I'm gone. You ask me what it is that I see, in blinding lights of the color green. I look at you, I look away, a vision of me, of things to come. Where were you? Moments ago, you were there, and now you're gone. Could it be? could be what I was before. Went away, been gone too far, been gone too long. Is it strange to get back into your life after what it is that we have done?
Understand by the love that they spoke.